Welcome, everybody. Share number 1203, and the writing is share number 356. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos, we're in the middle of the Halachos of Shinoi Makom. Okay, so we're talking about the category in Shinoi Makom of Holchei Drachim, eating or drinking as a traveler, in conjunction with basically a Shahakal Oetzo or a Hoadama, as we've spoken about when it comes to Hamotzi and Mizonos and also Shivas Aminim in general. Those are different categories, a little bit different halachas apply, but the bracha before in general does not change due to a Shinoi Makom, due to a change in location. It only, it's in general, the concept goes with Shahakal Oetzo or Hadama or by Hamotzi or Mizonos or Shivas Aminim. If one did not eat at least a kazayas, then they did not establish the place. Just real quickly to review, and if they taka left before they ate a kazayas, bechdei achilas pras, under a 4 minute period, that would be also Shinoi Makom, and they would also have to remake the bracha because they never established the place. Okay, so that's just a quick review. Now, somebody traveling in the Holchei Drachim, you're traveling in a car, it could be in a car, it could be on a bus, right? Sometimes people go on trips, on coach buses or whatever, school buses, and they're again, 2-3 hours, whatever the case is. And even if they make a stop off here and there, so they're drinking a coffee, drinking a bottle of water, drinking a soda, whatever the case is, they stop off for the bathroom, stop off for gas, stop off here, there, you know, ins and outs, whatever, stop off to rest their feet a few minutes, getting back into the car, back into the bus. So that would all be part of Holchei Drachim, and the original bracha would continue. What I want to just go through real quickly, we should have an understanding, because I know a lot of people ask this, we've spoken about it in the past, but we want to have it straight that the Shinoi Makom in general, whether it's Holchei Drachim, whether it's with the Kavias meaning you go from house to house, or whatever, house to, you know, whatever case is, house to the street, well, we've spoken about all that, Kavias meaning that you're sitting and eating or drinking, and then you change the place to a different location to continue eating or drinking. Or if you're sitting and eating and drinking and you know, without any specific intent, you're doing it bekvias to eat and drink there, and then you decide to go outside, even though you might be traveling in the car, whatever, you would still need another bracha when you get outside and so on, because of the fact that your eating or drinking is part of a kvias, part of an a established act, and therefore Shinoi Makom, the change of location, would apply. But we want to keep in mind very strongly that it only applies to the bracha rishona, the bracha before. And it's something that people constantly ask, do they have to make the after bracha, and how does it work with the after bracha? You know, in other words, if I'm actually changing the location, good, I'll need a new shahakol, but should I first make the after bracha? And we've spoken about in the past that, yes, sometimes you would need an after bracha, but that's only to get yourself out of a or a machlokes. But in general, the general concept of Shinoi Makom, the halachas per se, halacha lemaisa, if you want to call it, without getting into all the side nitty gritty, if you want to call it, sometimes we do certain things to get ourselves out of a suffix, but the halacha lemaisa only applies to the bracha before, meaning the shahakal hadama or ha'eitz that is before eating, right? If I go from my house to my friend's house and I have a coffee and we spoke about it, even if I'm holding on to the coffee, right? I go from my house sitting and drinking to my friend's house sitting and drinking, I would need a new shahakal. Would I need a new bar nefashis? No, I would not need a new bar nefashis. I could drink 2-3 coffees, whatever, and, you know, as long as I drank the shir at some point and I continued taking a sip every roughly half hour, but the evid up to 72 minutes. We try and keep it under a half hour, but as long as at some point I drank the shir, which is, again, a revius, roughly 3 ounces in the amount of time it takes a person to drink 2 gulps with 1 small pause in between, but the evid up to 4 minutes, bechdei achilas pras. We always want to review those halachas, right? That is the shir. You want in reference to drinking, you have to drink a revius, roughly 3 ounces in the amount of time it takes a person to drink 2 sips with 1 small pause in between. But the eved, they could go up to 4 minutes. We try not to rely on that, but if somebody did, they would, many, many paiskim achroinim would tell you that you could still make the after bracha, and then as long as one continued taking a sip at least within every half hour, but the evet up to 72 minutes, but we try to keep that also within every half hour at least lechatchila for sure, then at the end of their drinking session they can make a burn of fashis, and now that session could take you 2 hours, 3 hours, it could take you 5 hours. That's not the issue. It's not about how long as you continued sipping in that amount of time, and at some point you drank the shir, right? So then you would make the after bracha at the end, even though I went from my house to my friend's house. I went from my house into the bus. So I'm holchei drachim. I'm driving in my car. I'm driving and I'm changing other locations and settling down here and there. All that is issues with the bracha. We shine it the first bracha, but when it comes to the after bracha, you can do it all the way when you're done at the end, as long as you have the shiurim, which we just previously spoke about. You can do it even if it's 5 hours later and you went to five different friends' houses, right? You might want to do it before, and it's just not to forget. Okay, that's a separate issue. We're not going to get into that right now, but as far as halacha lemaisa, sometimes there's situations, I do want to say, that somebody, you know, there'll be a span of time, 20 minutes, I'm afraid I might forget. Okay, so that's a separate issue. One sometimes wants to make a burn of fashis and they're not sure, will they drink more? Okay, we're not going to get into all that. We spoke about that. But that those are, you know, sort of like, if you want to say, good ideas. But halacha lemaisa, change of location, shinei makom, whether it's hol chedrachim, not hol chedrachim, regular shinei makom, meaning house to house, or whatever the case is, it has to do with the bracha before. The after bracha, the burn of fashis could be made at the end, in general, even if it's a few hours, as long as you have the shiurim that we previously spoke about. That's, I wanted to make sure we have that straight. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem brocha, kol tuv.